Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Ksubais, Perik Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Hanoise Yase Isha. Someone marries a woman, Upaske Imai, and she made up with him, Kideshe Yazin Esbita, that he will provide sustenance, food for her daughter, meaning to say a daughter that she has from a different husband, for how long? Chamesh Shanim, for 5 years. So, Chayiv, the husband, is Mechuyiv, Lizuna, to give her that Mezainis Chamesh Shanim for 5 years, the way he made up with her. Now, Zokta Batanura, our Mishnah is talking about a case where the husband obligated himself to do so with a written contract, with a shtar, or they did a kinyan, or he said to two Edim, you are my Edim, that I promised this. Lamaisa, this couple got divorced. And Nisis La'acha, she married someone else within these 5 years. Upaske Imai, and she made this same agreement with the second husband, with her second husband. Kadesha Yazin Esbita Chamishanin. You know, he should provide Mezainis for her daughter for 5 years. So the first husband would like to say, so I'm out in the clear. Zakta Mishnah, no, Chayiv Lezuna. He's Mechuyiv to give her Mezainis Chamishanim until the end of the 5 years that he promised. Lo yoimer harishon, the first one should not say, well, l'chashetavi yatzli azuna. I mean, if I was still married to her mother, I would hold my promise. Right now, let her come to me and I'll give her mezainis. I should send it to her. Ela rather, moylichla, he has to bring to this daughter mezainise, her mezainis lamokim sheima, to the place where her mother is. Now really, where does he have to bring the mezainis? To where the daughter is. So why does the Mishnah say, Ela moylech la mezainis elo makam shi ima, where the mother is? So the Batanura says, Nostam, the Mishnah is letting us know that a daughter should be by her mother, not by the husband or by the Yarshin, even if she's a Gedayla. A son, says the Batanura, until he's 6 years old, should be by the mother, and the father's mechuyev to provide for him over there. But he remains by the mother if the mother wants. Zakta Mishnah Vayta, v'chein lo yoimru shneim. The two husbands shouldn't get together and say, Hare anu zanin aysa kechat. Let's divide this. Husband one says to the second husband, to husband two, listen, we both made a deal to support her for 5 years. You take half, I take half. No. Ela echad, rather one of them, zan has to provide the complete mezainis. The echad naysin la demei mezainis, and the other one should give her the money for the mezainis. Well, who brings her the actual food? Who brings her the money? That's her choice, the Ritva says over here. Zakta Mishnah, the husband could have avoided this whole problem. Hapikchim, the smart husbands, when they're makabel upon themselves, this kind of an arrangement, that is going to support the daughter, Hayakaisim, they would write, when they made the arrangement, they would write to the woman, Al Minas, on the condition, Sha'ozin esbitech, I will provide parnasa for your daughter, chamishanim, for 5 years, but they add these words, kolzman sha'at imi, as long as you are with me. But if the husband dies, or the woman dies, or they get divorced, according to the nusach of this contract, the husband is no longer b'chuyiv to give her any mezainis. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, Peri Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph, if someone marries a woman, and she signed a contract with him, or they made a kinyan, or there was Eden, that he has to provide her daughter, and this is a daughter from another marriage, with food for a period of 5 years. So he has to do so for 5 years. What happens if he divorced her and she married someone else, and she made this same arrangement with her second husband, that he has to provide for her daughter for 5 years? Then they both have to. The first husband, even though she's no longer his wife, even though she married someone else, but he's still mechuyev to pay up what he promised to pay up. He does, and the second one. The first one can't say, well, if she would be coming to me, meaning if she was married to me, I would provide the food. But if she's divorced, I'm not. No, no. You have a chiyev to bring the mezainis to her. For that matter, the two husbands can't get together and say, look, we both promised, you give half, I give half. No, you both promise means you both have to give all of it. It's just that one of you is going to give her the actual mezainis, and the other is going to give her the cash value.